A very good day, children. We are meeting here today to do a writing part called letter writing. And under letter writing, we have two kinds of writings, formal letter writing and informal letter writing. Children, you will be getting two modules, okay? One module for formal letters and the other module for informal letters. Okay, now what is a letter? A letter is a form of written communication from one person to the other in order to convey something. Now, there are many means of communication, right? You have the telephone, you have the cell phone. Then in the olden days, you had birds. And even to these birds, they used to put letters. So what is a letter? It is a form of written communication sent from one person to the other in order to convey particular information. Okay, children, so that is the meaning of a letter. And what are the two kinds of letters? The two kinds of letters are formal letter and informal letter. Formal letter is also called official letter and informal letter is also called personal letter. In this module, we are going to study more about the formal letter. But before we do that, let us see what the differences are between a formal letter and an informal letter. Now, children, before you on the slide, you have both the features of the formal letter and the informal letter given. So please pay attention. A formal letter is written for an official purpose with an objective. Okay, a particular objective is there and it is written for that. In the language is formal. You cannot use slang and you cannot use, you know, informal words. Then how about the format? It has a particular format which must be used, especially when you're writing an exam. In an exam, the format carries a mark. Do you know that? So you must stick to the format. And the format that we are going to do here from in class 7, 8, 9 and even 10 is prescribed by the CBSE and the NCERT. So you have to follow that particular format. And children, another point to remember, the format that you are going to use here is very different from the format that I studied as a student. Your parents must have studied a different format in their school. But the format that you are going to learn now has been prescribed by the CBSE. So when your parents ask you why it is so funny, why is all this here, then you must tell them that this is the format prescribed by CBSE and NCERT. Okay, so that is very important. Please make a note of that. Then second one, the letter is to be written very briefly, on to the point. Okay, you should not beat around the bush and write a huge Mahabharata. It should be on to the point, briefly, without beating around the bush. Okay, you should come to the point, bang, immediately. Right? And children, another point to remember is you cannot use contractions. Contractions in the sense, instead of cannot, you can't write can't. Instead of do not, you can't write don't. You can't write abbreviations and you can't write nicknames. Now let us see the important features of an informal letter. As the word informal suggests, it is not a formal letter. It is an informal letter written to a friend, a relative, or somebody who you know very well. Okay, an acquaintance also. Okay, how is the language? The language is informal and casual. You need not use a formal language in an informal letter. Then how about the format? The format is not at all rigid. But mind you, children, you will have to follow the format taught to you in class by your teachers and the format that I'm going to teach you in the next module. Okay, please remember that. So though the format is not rigid, you must follow the format given to you by your school. Then the next point is, children, you may include personal and emotional matters in your formal letter. Whereas in an informal letter, I'm sorry, but in a formal letter, you cannot be emotional and personal. So, but whereas in an informal letter, you can be personal, you can include personal matters and you can include emotional matters too. It can be happiness, sadness, okay? Then you can use contractions. You can use words like can't, don't, won't. You can use nicknames and pet names too. Now children, in front of you in the next slide, you have three formats of a formal letter written by my students. Go through them. They are also class 7 students and these are three sample letters that you can see. As you can see, all of them are written to the left of the page, left indent, because most of the time nowadays letters are typed. So nobody wants to use the space bar to move the subject to the middle, to move the from address to the right and all that. So every information has to start from the left margin. This is called left indent. Okay, so you too must follow that. Please observe the three letters. Then children, what is a formal letter? Coming down to our subject here, what is a formal letter? A formal letter is written for an official purpose. A special or particular format is used to write a formal letter. A formal language is used to write it. The people who receive it do it in an official capacity. Okay, so all the letters are only to the officers and, you know, anybody working in an office. It can be a private office or a public office, but these are all official letters. Okay, for example, you can write it asking an inquiry. For example, you can send it to a hotel asking the receptionist for information about the hotel rates. Even that will be a formal letter. Then you can send one to a shop asking them if they can give you or send you samples of their washing machine, brochures of their washing machine. All those will come under formal letters or official letters. Okay, children, now let us see the format. As I told you, everything has to start from the left margin. We begin with A. I've given you them in bullets. A, B, C, D, and so on and so forth. A is the from address. Remember, children, you don't write the name over here. We'll be writing the name later. So A, from address. And then remember not to put commas. Don't use commas in your address. Then you leave a line. Then you write the date of writing the letter. And how is the date written? You write the date in numbers and the month is written in name. In the name of the month is written. Suppose you're writing a letter on 10th July. Then you will say 10-July-2020. J-U-L-Y. You don't use the number of the month as 7. So you should write 10-July-2020. So after the date, you leave a line. Then you have the receiver's name. Remember, children, either name or designation. Sometimes, most of the time, in fact, when you write formal letters, you write leave letters, don't you? You don't write your principal sir's name. You directly write his designation. So you have receiver's name or designation added by address. The same thing over here. You don't use commas in the address. Okay, then you leave a line. Then you have a subject. What is a subject? A subject is a very, very brief. You know, it's probably a phrase of two or three words together sometimes. A brief introduction to your letter. Because remember, the people, you know, sitting in chairs and working in offices don't have a lot of time. So by just looking at the subject, they know what your letter is about. Suppose you're asking for long leave from your principal, permission to leave. Then you'll write the subject, leave application. So before sir goes through your letter, what he'll see first is the subject. But then he'll understand, oh, that is leave application. Okay. So after the subject, children, you must leave another line. Then we come to the next bullet and that is salutation. Salutation is saluting. You're giving respect to the person you're addressing. So we use respectful words here. You can use respected sir or dear sir. Okay. You can use either of them, either respected sir or dear sir. And then again, no comma, mind you, children. Then you have the body of the letter written immediately after the salutation, starting from the left, not from the middle. When I studied in school, the body of the letter would start from the middle and then continue to the left, right, and then left. But now everything is going to start from the left. So you start the body of your letter from the left. After you finish it, and remember, children, one more thing, you will have three paragraphs in the body of your letter. The purpose of your writing, a brief introduction of your letter. Then second paragraph, you explain your letter. Okay, why you are writing this letter, from which date you want leave, or your purpose of writing, complete purpose you're writing in the second paragraph. And the last paragraph is thanking. You thank your principal or you thank the particular officer for giving you his time because he's reading the letter, right? And you also request him to do the needful. That will form in the last paragraph. So you have to have three paragraphs, children. Don't forget it. Okay, later when you go to the handout, you have a very clear description of a formal letter. So have a look, three paragraphs is a must. Then you leave a line and then you have your complimentary close. Okay, in complimentary close, you have to write yours truly or yours sincerely. Remember, yours doesn't have an apostrophe. It starts with a Y capital, Y-O-U-R-S space, truly, T small letter, T-R-U-L-Y. Instead of truly, sometimes you can also write sincerely. Okay, write either of them. When we were in school, when we were young, we were asked to use sincerely and faithfully. Now, children, that is no longer in use. Nobody uses faithfully now, but people do use sincerely and truly. So that is complimentary close. Then you can give your signature and below that your name. Remember, in the from address on top, you did not write your name. So you're going to write your name here. On reading this, your principal or the officer comes to know who has written this letter. So children, this is the format. In the next slide, you have the printed format given to you in different bullets. Have a look at it. Even the you know, body of the letter is divided into three paragraphs. So you two will be doing it. Okay, children? So that is regarding formal letter. See you. Bye. But before I go, I'd like to remind you, you have a handout giving you a little brief explanation of what a formal letter is all about. Then you also have a worksheet. Okay, in the worksheet, you have a few exercises. Don't forget to do it, children. Do it and then submit it to your teacher. Okay, children? Bye-bye. It was great being with you. Bye.